Right then, let's get down to it, shall we? It's movie podcast time. I'm John in for Darren and Good Morning Yorkshire, and I'm with Kat Marr and Jack Deaton. Hello.
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 Hi. So we're going to be talking about all this movie news in a few moments' time. Plenty still to discuss, but Kat, we've got a wrap-up clip bait, haven't we, from this past week? I believe
yes.
You have the winner there. Let me play the clip for you again, which, of course, was on our website, radioyorkshire.co.uk. See if you can work out what this film was. Obviously, don't enter now, because competition's closed, isn't it?
Go, buddy. Come on.
Oh, Holly.
Adrian. Adrian.
Rocky.
Adrian.
Rocky.
Hey, where's your
hat? I love you.
I wonder what movie that was.
It was, of course, Rocky!
Really, was
yeah.
it? I wouldn't have guessed that. Obviously, you could have entered this on our website, radioyorkshire.co.uk, where the new competition is going to be going up very soon. Kat Marr, who has won and what have they won?
Okay, we have got, for the winner, two tickets to Creed, the film. We have got a Creed laundry bag, a Creed bouncy ball, Creed hand wraps, Creed gloves, and a Creed hoodie.
Now, when you say Creed bouncy ball, because I've not seen this, is it like a boxing ball?
I don't think so.
An actual bouncy ball?
I think it's a bouncy ball.
Oh, that's better than
it looks quite cool.
That's better than a boxing ball. I want a bouncy ball. I've not had a bouncy ball for years.
So the winner is Richard Drakey Drake.
Yay!
Well
Richard!
Done.
Congratulations to you. We'll get all your details and get this prize out to you ASAP. So, brand new clip bait from this week. I've had a preview of this already. I've heard it. And instantly something came into my mind. And I'm wondering if everyone else is going to get the same feeling. So, look, if you want to enter this, we'll get it online in a few moments. But this is the new clip bait for this week. See if you can work out which movie this is.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
It's Point Break, isn't it?
Mm.
Definitely Point Break. If you want to try and work out what that movie is, we'll get that onto our website and also onto the audio beam very, very soon, and you can win some goodies. Kat, do you know what we're giving away this week?
A movie goodie bag.
A movie goodie bag it is. There we go. So you'll be able to win that. We'll get it all online at radioyorkshire.co.uk real soon. So let's kick off with a little bit of movie news. Kat, what have you got?
I've got a strange one.
Okay, hit me with it.
Joseph Fiennes, brother of Ralph Fiennes, will be playing Michael Jackson.
Ah, yeah.
In a dramatisation of a road trip that MJ, Elizabeth Taylor and Marlon Brando supposedly took in the wake of the 9/11 attacks away from New York City. Its origins are from a Vanity Fair report in 2011. There's already been one article that's come out that said Elizabeth Taylor couldn't have possibly been there. I just think it's a really odd thing. Unless there was some kind of revelation, you kind of wonder what this film's being made for, because Joseph Fiennes and Ralph Fiennes don't take roles lightly. They don't take anything.
Is there kind of a point to this? I'm a little bit concerned about it, because it looks ridiculous.
Maybe it's a look at how these people who are so untouchable could have been rocked by an event like this and how they become human again or something like that. That's the only thing I can think.
Well, have you seen the other members of the cast as well and who they're playing?
Mm.
We've got Stockard Channing, who's going to be Elizabeth Taylor.
Mm.
Brian Cox as Marlon Brando.
Mm.
I mean, this sounds bizarre. It's going to be on Sky Arts, apparently. At least they're doing it with Sky Arts. And, as you say, it's this thing from Vanity Fair. And it's just bizarre. The story apparently goes that Michael Jackson invited these people to his concert at MSG in New York. Now, when air travel to and from New York was cancelled, they rented a car and began a quest to get back to California, but they only made it to Ohio.
Yeah.
So, it's a road trip with Michael Jackson, Elizabeth Taylor, and Marlon Brando.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm sure there's method in the madness. There must be a reason for it. You don't just put these people together and make this film for nothing.
Okay,
it's not a film that's going to break the box office, so there must be a reason for it.
I don't know whether you've seen who's behind it, because I've just found out.
Right.
It's a production company that's been set up by a British actor.
Okay.
And it's a man who's been on TV in a very popular TV series. It's a production company set up by Ralph Little.
All right, okay.
And that's who's behind it. It's the first of a new production company set up by Ralph Little, of course, was also in 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. So we all know how good this is going to be. Apparently, Fiennes has described this as a challenge. I think it's going to be a challenge because it's possibly going to be very, very rubbish. anyway, a little bit of news that I found as well. This is just a little bit of sequel news. You know what I'm like? I kind of hate pointless sequels. I go on a bit of a rant with them.
Yeah.
But this is a definite brilliant sequel because it's a sequel to a movie which we both love. It's a sequel to What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah, I see this as well. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be brilliant. Have you seen What We Do in the Shadows, Jay?
I haven't.
Have you got Netflix?
I have.
Right, watch this. It's really funny. It's by the people who did Flight of the Conchords.
All right.
And basically, it's a documentary about vampires and what they get up to.
A mockumentary.
Yeah.
Don't go thinking vampires are real.
It's not real. They are real, aren't they? So are werewolves, zombies and everything else. It's a mockumentary about what vampires get up to.
Right, okay.
And the the sequel is going to be called Werewolves.
Oh.
No, Werewolves.
But it's were, as in, no, we are wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Werewolves. I don't know what your problem is, Jack.
I don't have a problem
at all. It's going to be brilliant, and this is on the way very, very soon. I can't wait to see how this is going to turn. It's going to be fantastic. A little bit of sequel news there. I do like a good sequel that's actually got something decent behind it.
Lots of it's under wraps, isn't it? But it's going to be focusing on, you know, Rhys Darby from Flight of the Conchords. He's the leader of the wolf packs. So they've got to keep to their codes and keep strict behaviours, because otherwise they'll lose it and turn into werewolves and kill everybody.
They're werewolves, not swearwolves. That is the whole point of it. You'll get that.
That's
when you
the strap
watch
line.
It. No, that's, you'll just watch it and find out. Just watch the movie and find out. Also, as well, Fast 8, they're planning to go to Iceland, apparently. It's meant to be set in New York, but they're going to Iceland. So I don't know how that's going to work out. Are they going to be, like, driving across the plains of Iceland before then suddenly relocating to New York?
Iceland's amazing. It'll be an amazing country to film in.
I expect it to be really nice. I don't really know what they're doing there. It's just kind of pointless, really, because they're meant to be doing everything in New York. Although, they're also saying that they could go to Cuba. I don't know if you heard us talk about this before, Kat, actually, because the Fast and Furious series, which I think have actually taken a real upturn in the past few movies, they've actually turned out to be really good. They're planning 11 of them altogether, right?
All that money.
It's all that money, but 11, why not 10? 10's a round number. Why 11? Why do they have to do 11? Gives me a headache. I can't handle it. Can't handle it. Any other movie news you want to discuss very quickly?
Yeah, one of the films that's coming out this year that I've already listed as my favourite, even though I haven't seen it, it's called Hail Caesar. It's the new one by the Coen brothers.
That's with George Clooney, right?
George Clooney. It's about some actors from the 1950s, and one of them, the big ones, goes missing, is kidnapped, and this agent has to keep them all in check. And Channing Tatum was picked for a role in the film, but he had to learn to do two things before he could be in the film. He had to learn to tap dance.
Right.
Even though he's made a good career out of being able to dance, he didn't know how to tap dance, so he had to have 10 years of training crammed into 3 months. And he said he admitted that singing was on the back burner, and he was quite relieved when they realised they could dub over him. But he's been part of a 6-minute dance and singing scene in the film.
Wow, that's going to be amazing. Channing Tatum getting his dancing song. Do you see him though on Lip Sync Battle?
Yeah.
The boy's got skills. If he's thinking he can't dance or anything like that, I can't say. Well, you can't sing because he's lip syncing. But he's
John,
good.
As a trained tap dancer as a child, tap is hard.
Tapper, tapper, tapper. Is that how it worked?
Not really.
Just shattered all my dreams now. I thought I said tap dancing works. I did learn everything from The Simpsons. So, you know, that's just how it all goes in my mind. Jack, have you spotted anything exciting that's catching your eye in the world of movie news? And I know you are a movie fan, aren't you?
I am.
This is the first time you've been on this podcast, and you're not seeing anything. So I'll tell you why. It's because this time of year is a little bit quiet in certain, you know, in certain bits. There's obviously lots coming out about a few movies that are dropping in the next few months. Obviously, we've got Deadpool coming up soon with Ryan Reynolds, which looks funny. He's going to be on the Graham Norton show this weekend. We've got Batman vs. Superman, new trailers coming out with that, and rumours of who's going to be the big bad guy in it, because Empire have already sort of spoiled it with a picture that they released in their latest issue. It's not really a spoiler if you just know anything about Superman. But they're going to be doing that. It's a bit quiet. It's not much going on, although I have managed to find oodles of Star Wars news. Any excuse, basically. Any excuse to talk Star Wars. This'll please you, Kat. It really will.
Mm-hmm.
The producers of Star Wars, the people behind it at Disney and the Amalgamated Lucasfilm Collective.
I've already seen this.
They've said that the Star Wars universe can go on forever! It could have infinite possibilities. There could be loads and loads of movies. There's 5 in production right now, including the episodes 8 and 9. But it could go on forever because they've got thousands of characters to play with. How exciting is that? Very exciting. Come on, play the game here. I mean, just think about all the money they're going to make out of that. It's just...
Yeah, but you guys, there's a very high possibility that all you diehard Star Wars fans are going to start hating Star Wars.
Well, it's only if they, like, do a film about Jar Jar Binks. Nobody will want to see that.
Well, I don't know. He's quite popular.
Popular with who? No one. That's who he's popular with. I genuinely think that it's an excuse to print cash, isn't it? Let's face it.
It's
a big excuse to print cash. And it's going to be cool if they can get it right. I mean, there's talk of a Boba Fett anthology. There is talk of the obviously Han Solo movie that's in production at the minute. There's millions of characters that they could play with. So many that they could go with. Even, like, you know, the Emperor, Darth Vader. What happened to him? Apparently, Darth Vader is going to get an extended role in Rogue One.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, so there's going to be lots of that. And there was a rumour as well that there was meant to be a cameo of Han Solo in Star Wars Episode 3, in Revenge of the Sith. I don't know whether where it would have fit in, whether it would have been near the end where Chewbacca pops up, spoiler alert. But, you know, it could have... It probably wouldn't have worked, if I'm brutally honest with you. But, interesting Star Wars news there. Basically, them saying, we're going to take all your money for a long time coming.
Go on forever. I saw that this morning and I thought, oh, God, this is an awful time to be alive.
Well, I'll tell you why it's actually a worse time to be alive right now, Kat, because the trailer has just dropped, the very first trailer, I do believe, for the Angry Birds movie.
Me and...
Oh, don't even dare tell you're excited about this. Get out.
No, when this first came out, me and Joe agreed it looked quite funny.
No!
Dreadful.
No. It's got Jason Sudeikis in it as Red, the angry Red Bird.
It's not for you.
I don't care. You made a movie off an app. It's rubbish.
Pirates of the Caribbean is a movie about a ride.
But it's got Keira Knightley in it, and I quite fancy her. I've obviously told the story, haven't I, about I did the press tour for Pirates of the Caribbean. When I was down in that there fancy London, and I was doing the press tour for the very first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. It's where I met Jerry Bruckheimer, who's really tiny, but he's really nice. And I also met Orlando Bloom there, and I met not Johnny Depp, because he didn't turn up, but I also met Keira Knightley. And she's the only woman I've ever been in front of where I've actually just lost my brain. I completely froze in front of her. And I was like, hi.
I'm sure she really appreciated that.
She did. Eventually told her that I thought she was really good. And then she ran off to film King Arthur. But there we go. Anyway, we shall move on, shall we? Talking of trailers, we have got a trailer today. And it's a movie which is coming out very soon. It's going to be... I think so, next week, isn't it, Kat?
It's out the 29th of January.
So that's the end of this
week. Yeah, end of this week. It's going to clean up.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's got a clean up of the Oscars, this. It's called Spotlight. Just check out the trailer for it.
I know there's things you cannot tell me. But I also know there's a story here, and I think everybody will hear about it.
Do you think your paper has the resources to take that on?
I do. Do you?
The Boston priest molested kids in 6 different parishes over the last 30 years. The church found out about it and did nothing. We haven't committed any long-term investigative resources to the case.
No, we haven't.
And that's the kind of thing your team would do.
Spotlight? Guys, listen. Everybody's going to be interested in this. Obviously, the church will fight us very hard.
Trying to get some background information.
I don't want you recording this in any way, shape, or form. Nothing.
We understand you've settled several cases against the church.
I can't discuss that.
There aren't any records of any of these settlements.
Nope. When you're a poor kid from a poor family, and when a priest pays attention to you, it's a big deal. How do you say no to God?
Spotlight.
Is this the tip line?
You think he's got something?
I want to keep digging.
We need to focus on the institution. Show me that it came from the top down.
Try to silence anyone who speaks out.
You leave me alone, you hear me, goddammit?
6% act out sexually.
6% is 90.
90 priests.
If there were 90 of these, people would know.
Maybe they do.
You're going to give me the names and the names of their victims.
Are you threatening me?
I was doing my job.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
I am here because I care. We're going to tell this story. We're going to tell it right.
Hoping we can keep this between us until we all get on the same page.
Is that why we're here, to get on the same page? We've got two stories here. A story about degenerate clergy, and a story about a bunch of lawyers turning child abuse into a cottage industry. Which story do you want us to write? Because we're writing one of them.
I'm not crazy.
They control everything.
This is not just Boston. It's a whole country. It's a whole world.
They knew! Let it happen! It could have been you! It could have been me! It could have been any of us!
That is Spotlight. It's out this weekend. It looks absolutely incredible. The cast is so good.
Is there anything Stanley Tucci can't do?
I know. He's so cool, isn't he? Saw an interview with him recently. He was talking about this movie and much, much more. The guy is incredible. I mean, he was in The Hunger Games as well. And if you think about it, like, someone who can play certain characters, he might do films that are very similar. Stanley Tucci's character in The Hunger Games is by far and away completely different to anything else he's probably ever done. And then he does this movie, and the cast, oh my word, you've got the Incredible Hulk, you've got Mark Ruffalo in it, you've got Michael Keaton, you've got Batman in it, you've got Rachel McAdams, Liev Schreiber, who I think's really good as well, John Slattery, you've got Billy Crudup in there, Stanley Tucci, as we've already mentioned. The cast is just stellar, isn't it?
And the Investigation in Real Life won a Pulitzer Prize. Sorry. But you've got Mark Ruffalo in there, who is totally convincing, even looking at him as a journalist. And Michael Keaton, he would definitely be a editor of a paper in the 90s.
He's done a lot of media-based movies before, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Was it the one he did about the TV station? I can't remember what it was now. It was the TV news one thing. But he's done a few movies like that before. So, you know, he's good at this kind of stuff. But this is like, you know, this is a movie which you probably call Oscar bait, and it really is, to be fair. This is something that's going to be very much in the running to be the best picture.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait for this to come out. I can't wait to see it this weekend. It's a couple of hours long, so, you know, make sure you strap yourself in and get yourself a nice little comfy seat. A movie like this, mm-hmm. or say, like, you know, Django Unchained or The Hateful Eight or something like that goes like 2 3/4 hours, that's an excuse to get the VIP seat, isn't it?
Yeah, and those VIP seats are comfy.
Yeah, you need to sit in one of those bad boys. I also like the ones that, you know, you get waiter service and you can press the button and they come and bring drinks. They're pretty cool. Not that we ever kept pressing the button just for lols. May have done that once or twice.
So, John, what film have you seen recently?
Well, you know what? I've caught The Fifth Wave.
I haven't even heard of it.
The Fifth Wave is a movie with Chloe Grace Moretz in it. And right. It's, look, I'm not going to lie to you, it's not very good. I'll say that right now. It's out this week, right? Aliens have rocked up to Earth, and they're gradually wiping out humanity. But Chloe Grace Moretz, who of course was Hit Girl in Kick-Ass, she decides just to fight back because someone precious has been taken from her. Basically, think about San Andreas.
Right.
With The Rock. And everything's going to hell in a handbasket. It's all going wrong. Things are splitting apart. He just wants to save his daughter. Pretty much the same thing. Post-apocalyptic effort. Teenage girl tries to save the world, but really she's not trying to save the world. She's actually trying to save her family.
Her agent puts her forth for some strange things. Like, she's meant to be, what, the next big actress? I don't know if she's currently considered the next big actress, but big things were promised for her.
Oh,
she
very
was
much.
In all sorts. But then she did things like the Carrie sequel, which was terrible. And she did We'll Let the Right One In, which would never have compared to the original.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now she's doing things like this and you don't even notice, but maybe when she does The Little Mermaid, that will be her defining role.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit different for her, that, to some of the roles that she's done in the past, that's for sure. Look, this movie's not great. It really isn't that good. It's the standard kind of plot line, really. You know what's gonna happen, and you can see everything coming a mile off, and you know she meets a boy along the way and that changes a few things, you know, because girl meets boy, things happen, and you know she's trying to save her family and she's learning survival on the fly as she's going around. It's a 12A, probably could have done better if it was a 15 and been a little bit more visceral in there again. But you know, we mentioned Liev Schreiber.
Mm-hmm.
He's in this as well.
Maybe that film's for the young adult audience. Maybe it's like from a YA book.
Yeah, it might be, actually. I mean, I've not actually seen any of the original source material, but this is something that, you know, a lot of people have been kind of heavily plugging at the moment, which maybe means that the film is a bit bob. Because,
yeah.
You know, as soon as they start heavily plugging stuff, like, what was it, Ride Along 2 with Kevin Hart
which
and Ice Cube?
Has overtaken Star Wars.
Well, it's because everyone's seen Star Wars.
Mm.
Oh, like, do you know what? My mate, Jamie, I'm kidding you not, as I diverge from what I was about to talk about, my mate Jamie, literally every week since it's come out, he's posted a picture. He checks in at the cinema all the time. He's got one of those cards that you can go all the time. But he checks in, seeing Star Wars like every week. And he just seems to find somebody to go and watch it with. Like, I'm pretty sure he just waits outside work and it's like, you seen Star Wars? You not seen it yet? Do you want to go? And then he just posts a status update on Facebook saying he's seen it again. Seriously. But yeah, Fifth Wave, avoid it. It's not very good. There are much better movies out, much like Room, which is great. Sisters, if you've not seen that.
I think it's left the cinema.
Has it left the cinema now? Rubbish! I must have caught it right at the end of the run, because it was great. And it's got a very bizarre cameo in it.
Joe, spoilers!
Yeah, it's a very bizarre cameo with a man with tattoos on his face. Some people may like it, some people may not. But anyway, there we go. So, plenty of details from us this week. We're going to get on to our TV movie of the week right now. Kat, what is yours?
I didn't think there was much good on. So
there's not.
You usually pick three. So I've gone for Friday, More 4, Double Jeopardy at 10, which I like, which is just a good action film from the 90s.
Can I just interrupt there and say I thought you were going to say the movie Friday, which I would have got quite excited about.
No.
Oh, rubbish! There's actually a good film on tonight, though.
Yeah?
ITV2, 9 o'clock, Skyfall.
Not a James Bond fan, John. I'm not a James Bond fan.
But it's a good movie, Jack. Are you down with Bond?
I am, yeah.
Have you seen the new one yet? Have you seen Spectre?
No.
Right, I think Skyfall is better than Spectre.
You think?
Spectre was great, was fun, but Skyfall, much better.
I'm going to say I heard a lot of people saying similar things, to be fair.
And the theme song is great as well, from Adele. I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. But, yeah, there's just not much on, is there? There's nothing really exciting.
No. Jack, have you found anything? No. I went for, on Sunday, Meet Joe Black, ITV3.
Oh, with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I love that film. Brad Pitt, Anthony, of course, Anthony Hopkins.
That's him.
Oh, Claire Forlani, who was, you know, she was in every single
teen
film, and then she just disappeared. And then I've gone for another film on Friday, This Means War. It's rubbish, it's on at E4, 9 p.m, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, the fifth Element's on 5-star, but that's next week, so yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Don't count, does it? What about Sunday? Are we still counting Sundays?
Yeah.
Alright, we've got Hellboy 2 The Golden Army on 5-star.
Yeah.
Scream 4, pretty much on Sunday. I thought it was straight after it. Sunday at midnight. Scream 4 was the one, I believe, with Jay and Silent Bob in it.
I've only seen Scream 1, and I thought it was awesome.
Scream 1 is brilliant. Scream 2 is okay. 3 and 4, don't bother. And then if you want to get your Nick Cage fix, National Treasure, Book of Secrets.
I love National Treasure.
On Sunday morning.
I love it. It's the best PG film I've seen in years.
At 2:05 in the morning. Have some of that. You can watch your Nick Cage fix at 2:05 in the morning on BBC Three.
Are you sure? Because it's a kid's film and they don't run everything.
It's also there for people who may have gone out on a Saturday night and had a few scoops and thought, I want to watch a rubbish movie when I get in because it's a sequel which is poor. Much like what they had on BBC One on Saturday night, which was Tomb Raider, when you forgot that Daniel Craig's in it with the worst accent you've ever heard in your life. And they put this on, National Treasure, Book of Secrets. Brilliant. Anyway, shall we give a little reminder for clickbait
yes,
right
please.
Now? Let's do it.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
Ooh, what is that? See if you can work it out. We'll get that online on our website, radioyorkshire.co.uk, in just a little while. Movie podcast done and dusted for today. If you want to check it out, it's going to be going on the Audio Boom account very soon. Say goodbye, everybody!
Bye.